Greetings and salutations, Audio Boo. Please step once more into the world of Watts with me, your host, DJ Watts 83, and...
me, Tracy Wiley.
And today, other than Tracy spluttering for air, it seems, I'm actually brailing up some scriptures for Sunday school. We're actually in Deuteronomy 6, and I'm on verse 15, so I've only been at it since yesterday.
You're still doing good.
Well, there's improvement. Let's see how fast I can do it without making a mistake.
It's getting faster now.
Well, yeah, at least it's not clonk. Okay, what letter do I need next? Clonk. Next letter. Clonk. So.
No, it's better than that.
Right. I will be speaking kind of under my breath a little bit so I can remember... what it is I need to be writing, so please don't think I'm forcing scripture on you at this point. So it's just I'm trying to remember what I've got to type. So
we are real. We just want to. No, we don't really.
If you got the dangly watch,
we
got the dangly watch. We can hypnotize them.
Oh yeah. Then we'll have to do some videos to teach them the secret handshake.
Yeah. And then we'll have to teach them how to cook babies properly.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Don't forget to lock them up for a week first.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's it. We are joking, of course, Audio, but we're not like that for real. Unfortunately, a lot of Christianity tends to look at Mormons like that, though. So.
Definitely. I've got people who actually ran away from me because they told me it was a cult, told me they loved me and to be careful, and then just stopped speaking to me. So, yeah.
Well... And it goes to show, I mean, personally, it's like I've always been a firm believer in why would you go to a maths teacher to learn French? You know, if you want to actually know about the actual faith, then the best idea would be go to the people who are actually in it. You know, who actually study it daily, who actually preach it and practice it daily, you know.
That's it.
When it comes to the preaching side of it, though, I do feel we're maybe getting a little bit preachy here at this point in time, but we have, you know, and I'd rather be very careful about that, so... you know, I'm going to just press on anyway, so... I mean, I stand by this. I make invitations to people, but if they... you know, if they say no, then that's the end of story for me, because a person... I've never understood people that want to force other people to do something, because if their heart isn't really in it, then they're not really going to be doing anything properly, if you know what I mean. It's not going to be heartfelt, and it's about... you know, where your heart's at and what truly lies within your heart. So, you know.
Oh, what are you doing?
Bloody screen locked off on me, so.
Oh, is it still going?
Yeah, we're still going. Anyway, let's get back on with this. So, what we've got up to so far, about 15, so.
Yep. See, it's really speeding up on this one.
Lord. Thy God is a jealous God among you. I can fit an 8 on that.
Yeah.
Jealous. Oops. Oh, that's space. You. Close brackets. Lest the anger of the Lord thy God begin to against thee. Lest... shut up. Anger. made every weather of that letter. Against the... And destroy thee from the face of the earth. Sorry, 1 second. From off the face of the earth. From. Ah, that's an incorrect one, that's an M. And is that a full stop at the end of that? Yes.
Quality.
And destroy thee from off the face of the earth. See, I mean, it makes you wonder who on earth came up with the idea of calling this planet Earth.
Yeah.
It's got an A in it. If you haven't checked out Team Four Stars Dragon Ball Z Abridged, go and check it out. It's hilarious. Be prepared for a load of profanity, though. So, I'm not worried this is just going to be a bunch of clonks and clinks in this one, to be truthful.
It's all good.
But, I mean, at least...
what's happening in the world of us.
Yeah. On this beautiful sunny day, we're sitting inside, brailing up scripture.
Yeah.
I hope the Lord. I hope that'll count for us when we get to meet the Lord. So
yeah, that's true. He might give us a chocolate bar.
Chocolate bar.
Yeah.
I don't want a stinking chocolate bar.
Oh, I want a chocolate bar.
Oh, I want a bottle of tropical juice.
Well, you can have your juice, and I'll have my chocolate bar.
That works. I like it.
Only if it's a big, big, big one, though.
It can be as big as you want it, honey.
Yeah.
I think we're running out of things to say here, because I don't think we have much to say in the first place anyway, other than trying to basically avoid preaching, but it coming out is very preachy, so apologies if that's how it comes across. But I do invite everyone who's listening, by all means, if you think there's something to the gospel, right, it doesn't, to me, I don't really care whether you are Mormon, Catholic, Baptist, you know, to me it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're atheist either. I mean, I love you all the same.
Mm-hmm.
I see it more from the perspective of I'd like to extend the invite to you to go and find out about it and see Definitely. The joys that can be bestowed upon your life and how your life can be improved even more so than it already is, you know.
And feel free to ask any questions, come back with us or whatever, if you need to get a little understanding. What do you say?
By all means, the best people to ask are the people that live it, that be it, and that, like I said earlier, that preach it and practice it. So, anyway, we're running out of time now, regrettably. So, from me, DJ Watts 83.
And me, Tracy Wiley.
Thank you very much for listening, and peace be with you until we meet again. Farewell.